So there was God all alone, no one to give him glory. In order for the glory of God to be manifest, he had to have more than one available. So he created us for his own glory and was part of the motivation. And why do we do any work? Well, we want a little bit of recognition. A lot of people think it's bad to go seek recognition. If you do it the wrong way, it is bad. If you do it in a selfish way. But if you do it in the right way, where everybody gets their share of the glory, then you are on the path to glory yourself. Yeah.
So are you saying then that God, we had to be made so that we could give glory to God because he can't give glory to himself?
Yeah.
But he knows his own abilities.
Yeah, but there's no one to give him glory. Let's suppose you were all alone. Yeah, let's say you're the best speller in the whole United States, okay? And you're all alone and nobody knows about it. Well, are you going to go learn any new words? No, you think, well, I'm the best and it's not doing anything for me, so I'm not going to learn any new words. But if, say, there's a national spelling bee, oh, I can go get some recognition here. And so then you start studying more, learning more words, and you go into the competition, and if you win, you get glory, not because you proclaim yourself to be the best, but you have convinced others to give you recognition. Let's suppose I was Stephen King, right, standing right here before you. Everybody, a lot of people think Stephen King is the greatest horror writer of all time, and some people think he's one of the greatest writers, period, of all time. Now, let's suppose I was Stephen King, and I'm speaking before you about my writings, and I say, I'm Stephen King, and I'm the best damn writer you're ever going to come across. I am the best. There's nobody out there better than me. What would you think? Right, he's taking glory to himself, and even though you've read his books, you think, boy, what a jerk.
the only one that ever got away with that was Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, and that was partially because it was an act, you know.
Yeah, and he delivered. He did what he said he was going
to
do.
Yeah, if he was unable to deliver, he would. But once he delivered, I remember when he first started saying that, everybody laughed at him and kind of thought he was a jerk. Because I was a young guy when he started saying that. And then he'd become kind of funny. He was amusing to listen to. And then he really started to perform, and then people did give him glory. But when he just said it, he didn't get a lot of glory. People kind of laughed at him at first. But he did get glory because he achieved, and people gave him glory. He didn't get glory because he said, I'm the greatest. He got glory because he proved he was the greatest, and people said, well, I guess he is the greatest. But if he rubs it you the wrong way, like if I was Stephen King saying, hey, you're not going to come across any greater writer than me. I am the greatest. You'd think, boy, what a jerk. You know, all of a sudden, your opinion of Stephen King was up here, now it'd go way down, wouldn't it? So whenever you try to take glory to yourself, you do the opposite. You take away from your own glory. The only way to achieve glory is to be recognized by others. You cannot take glory to yourself. It must be given to you by others. And a lot of people don't understand this principle. A lot of very highly evolved people don't. Moses didn't even understand it. And he was one of the greatest souls of all time.
I just have a hard time thinking that God needs, he created people just so he can have glory. Does
that
somebody say good job?
Okay.
Depends what glory means.
God told Moses, he says, behold, I am a jealous God.
Yeah.
Why did he say that?
That's a human emotion. I don't believe it's true.
Because the glory that he had, he didn't want to give it to anybody else.
Moses or God?
God.
God. The glory that God had, God didn't want to give to anybody else?
Right.
He wanted other people to achieve their own glory. Now, remember the story about Satan and Christ coming to God, offering to redeem mankind? And God said, or Jesus says to him, I will be the Savior, but I will give you all the glory. But Lucifer comes to God and says, I will redeem all mankind, but I will take glory to myself, and I want your power so that I can have the glory. And God says, no, I don't give my power to anybody. You know, I just won't give you my power carte blanche, you know. Yeah.
Can you help me understand how the scripture of the glory of God is intelligence fits into this?
Well, because everything that brings glory takes intelligence to create. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do that's worthy of glory, there's intelligence behind it.
So he doesn't want to give away his intelligence?
Everything that...
He doesn't want to give the credit that his intelligence is created to somebody else. Just like, say, I wrote the book, The Immortal, and say, you come to me and said, I want to put my name on that book and get credit for writing it. And I'd say, well, that's just wrong. Doesn't feel right in any way, you know. For one thing, it involves deception. Another thing, it diminishes the effort that I have made. Okay, yeah.
As I've thought about it, as you've talked about it, with the principle of Godhead, it was wisdom and his ability to have glory, because the glory incentivized him and all others to progress. We know that he is progressing as much as we are.
Right.
Without that incentive of an aspect of glory being able to be given to him, there would be less incentive for him to progress to greater heights and to greater glory or opportunities. And so that this aspect of glory is given not only for us to achieve, but for him to go to higher heights, because we are praising him and he goes
forward. Right. Right. We're created for the glory of God, and when we do things that bring glory to ourselves, it also adds to the glory of God. It's like a chain. One person recognizes the person above him in the chain, and that person recognizes the person above him and sends glory up the chain from the lowest life to the highest life in the universe. And what happens when the chain is broken is the path of glory becomes broken. And it's broken at humanity right now, is we do not understand how to pass the glory up. Is that most of humanity are doing everything they can to take glory to themselves. Yeah.
Isn't there a saying or something similar to the greatest compliment is copying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Yeah. So I think there's that also. You know, if I'm showing glory, I'm going to go do that too. I'm going to better myself by doing this and this. Well, that's showing glory to who I'm imitating.
It can if it's done right. Let's say, and this happens quite often, somebody fairly unknown comes up with an idea, and somebody with power comes across the idea and says, oh, I like this. I'm going to take this for myself. And so he takes it for himself and doesn't give the guy credit, but presents it as if he come up with the idea himself. This is where the principle of glory is violated. And what the person does is he puts a wall between himself and his soul. So light from his soul is diminished when this happens. Any type of deception puts a wall between you and your soul. So it's important that every word that comes out of our mouth is true. And why do we trust God or representative of God? Because we believe that every word that comes out of his mouth is true. Now, there are a lot of people around that say, well, even God lies. You know, well, if he does, and he appears to you, and if he lies every now and then, like every fifth time, how do you know that this isn't the fifth time, even if you get a vision from God? How do you know it's true then? We have faith in God because his word is true. And if we want to be like God, we have to make sure our word is true. Now, in the scriptures, it says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. In other words, all of God's words are true, but he doesn't tell us everything that he knows. There's a lot of mysteries that he hasn't revealed to us. And it's part of the glory of God that a lot of these things are concealed, because he can reveal them at the right moment when he sees an opportunity to increase his glory. And so it's important that we copy God in this way, is that every word, you don't have to spill your guts on everything. If some female asks you if her thighs are too big, you just be careful.
No good answer.
Change the subject. Just don't lie. So you look just wonderful the way you are in my eyes, you know, or whatever. But it's important that every word that comes out of your mouth is literally true, as much as it can. And every promise that you make, you keep. And if you do that, you'll be on the path of liberation. There's nothing that will take you on the path of liberation more than having your word be true. And this is what has caused the downfall of many great men in history. Even people sent on a mission with a great spiritual value have fallen down in this particular area and have not been true to their word, and felt it was important to lie to cover things up.